Let's go to Patrick. Patrick is one of our regulars. He used to live in Maddington. He lives in Albany these days, but he's a good, solid contributor to our program. And Patrick Grogan joins us now. G'day, Patrick.
Hi, Simon. How you doing?
Good, mate. Great to talk to you. You've sent in an email, or you posted this over the weekend on Perth Reflects, the Facebook page. You've got a fair bit of detail on this, haven't you? Tell our listeners what you remember. Let's see if we can find anybody else who can either add to it or confirm that you're not going mad, mate.
Thanks, Simon. And I really do want to find out the truth behind the story, because I may have been dreaming it.
Yeah.
But it was in 1969. I was going to school in Queen's Park, and I'd catch the train home to Maddington each day with my can of GI cool drink in my hand, which might have some of the reason for, or might be the reason for me thinking this, but I arrived at the railway station and the station master was really excited. In fact, he was quite anxious. He was all in a tiz because a UFO had been sighted, and not only sighted, but photographed at Maddington.
Yep, okay.
So living in Maddington, I couldn't wait to get down to Maddington to see what was going on.
Yep.
And when I arrived there, the commotion had died down, so I had to wait till I got home to see it on TV or in the newspaper if it was at all true.
Yep.
But anyway, it did come on the news that night and in the daily newspaper, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened was that two guys at the Maddington panel beaters, which is where the Maddington Toyota site is these days, had photographed this UFO flying over Maddington.
Yeah.
And they had put these photos up in the paper, and they were great. They looked like the fair dinkum thing. They were the quintessential UFO.
Yep.
And not only did we have eyewitnesses, but we had an ear witness, because there was a guy called Johnny Morris who worked at the Shell service station next door.
Yep.
He's a bit of a local character around Maddington and Gosnell's, a good bloke.
Yep.
And he had confirmed that he had heard a noise around the same time that they had photographed the UFO.
Okay.
Anyway, it started to really get some legs, and I remember seeing on TV that some guys from the RAAF were in Maddington, which really put good old sleepy rural Maddington on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really exciting, and I was looking outside. I wasn't scared of the UFO, but I was really interested to see if I could see it. And I remember going outside, looking up in the sky, hoping to see it so I too could be an eyewitness.
Yep.
Anyway, the next day, it actually made international news, and the United States Air Force, as I recall it, and I could have some of these facts wrong, so I'd love to hear from the guys who were behind it.
Yeah, definitely.
The United States Air Force had started to get excited about this. Now we're going to send some guys down to Maddington to check it out.
Yeah.
And because the Americans got involved, these guys got a little bit scared, so they actually owned up to the fact that the whole thing was a hoax.
Yep.
And what had happened, as I recall.
Yeah, so the Maddington panel beater guys who you think were named Woodhams and Hazelhurst.
Yeah, as I recall, yeah.
Yeah, as you recall, they panicked and they fessed up.
They did, yeah. And
right.
they told us how they'd done it, and they'd made this UFO out of, I think it was metal ice cream containers. Again, this is 51 years ago, and I was 11 years old and drinking GI cool drinks, so who knows?
Yeah.
But it turned out that they had brought a camera to work. One of them lay down on the ground while the other one threw the object into the sky.
Yep.
Now, as I recall, it was a cloudy day, so that gave a little bit of depth to the photo so that it looked all the more real.
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened, Johnny Morris, I don't think, was complicit in the
story. He was the ear witness. He heard something.
He was the ear witness, yeah.
Yeah.
What had happened, these guys had run around to the service station around the time that they'd taken the photo, or sometime after they'd taken the photo, and they asked Johnny if he had heard anything, any loud noises, and he confirmed that he had. And it turned out that what had happened, they waited till a freight train went past on the railway line, so he was sitting there having his lunch. Obviously, you hear a noise, but he wasn't conscious to what it was, because that was a regular occurrence.
Well, let's see.
They fessed up to it.
Yeah, so let's see if anyone else can remember it. This is Patrick Grogan. He's one of our regular listeners to the station and to this program. 1969. So Patrick's got a lot of detail there. Do you remember the UFO hoax coming out of Maddington and the news story? So Patrick, I've had an email from Eddie, and he says he remembers the lead item was on Channel 7 News that night, a picture of a 1950s sci-fi style flying saucer. Panel beaters, Mr. Whippy ice cream, drum lids welded together. They confess when the story went ballistic. And Eddie thinks the reporter was the late John Hudson. And they also interviewed someone from UWA, probably an astrophysicist, to give their opinion on it. So whatever they did, it seemed pretty dinkin' at the time, right?
It sure did. And I'd love to hear more about it, because I've searched Trove. I've tried to find information online about this, and there's nothing there. So the conspiracy theories start off in my head, you know, which I'm sure it's not.
Well, Eddie's confirmed that it happened, but would love to hear from people as well. 9221882. Do you remember the Maddington UFO hoax of 1969? What time of year do you reckon, Patrick?
Oh, very hard to know. In my mind, it was probably spring, but yeah, okay. I could be miles out. You know, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, and as it was so long ago, I think Mr. Ted Bunce, who owned the Shell service station, I'm not sure that he is still with us, Patrick.
He is. Yeah, he's still with us, as far as I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Now, I think Johnny Morris is too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good.
As far as I know.
Someone hopefully will know these guys or might be able to corroborate your story. Patrick, thanks for being a good listener, and we'll see what we can find out for you. Good on you. Enjoy Albany today.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, Simon. Thanks for putting it on.
Cheers, mate. Patrick Grogan from formerly of Maddington. Do you remember it, listeners? One thing we're often good at on this show and on this station is finding these things. Do you remember it? Can you add any more detail to it? And are the people involved, are the hoaxes themselves? Woodhams, Hazelhurst, Ted and June Bunce, are any of these people around? We'd love to hear from them and from you.